Since 2002, Celtic Pottery Studios has created both functional and decorative pottery and sculptures with elegant crystalline glazes. Janet Gaddy and Timothy Moran began the studio back in 2002 in Danbury, Virginia, and they now call Brown Summit, North Carolina, home. Their partner Jeremy Lee lives in Portland, Maine, and the trio works on pottery full-time. Striking crystals that resemble snowflakes or flowers in various stages of bloom are grown inside the zinc-based glazes during the firing process, and a single plate, vase, or platter can take up to 30 hours to create. Tim spoke with me about his connection to the art. Tell this story. How did you wind up in the world of pottery? And
well, it was not by chance. Actually, it's a twofold story. I had an open heart surgery, a triple bypass. I had a home on Lake Gaston. This is north of Raleigh. And I had an emergency bypass surgery, and I was given an option to change my way of life, or else I would be probably terminated at a young age. At any rate, the young lady that I was involved with at that time, Janet Gaddy, was a professor of ceramics, a potter of some 40 years, and quite renowned artist herself. So for therapy, I took up pottery. And, you know, being the capitalist that I am, one thing led to another. And broadcasting became the potter's wheel, which is, like Lori, I got to do what I wanted to do when I did it. Instead of being married to the broadcast station, now I'm sort of married to the wheel and Janet.
Nice.
But it's a wonderful experience in life to take a piece of mud and make something beautiful out of it that becomes an heirloom. That's handed down in a family from generation to generation. So that's the wonder of this whole thing. It's an absolute beautiful experience.
Seems like it's a nice marriage, too, marriage in the best sense of the word. It's a marriage, but also your connection with this specific type of art, Celtic pottery, and for Janet's a lot there. It's very personal.
Well, it certainly is. Janet is of Scotch heritage, and I'm of Irish heritage, therefore the Celtic name of our studios, and most of our work does reflect either from the Celtic cross and its derivations and the various meanings that come out of it to the style of the forms that we use and throw that are reflective back to the British Isles and Ireland and Scotland. So this is something that we like to incorporate within our work. My degree in college was in geochemistry, so I'm fortunate. My dad would be glad that at 60 years old, I finally learned how to use my college education.
But all those tuition dollars didn't go to waste.
No, they didn't. But at any rate, we have our own lab in our studio, and we create our own glazes, which are particular to our work, which is wheel-thrown porcelain that we actually grow crystals in. It's called crystalline glaze. It's a very unique and different process. It's one of those of great joy or great misery. When you open the kiln, you never know what you're going to get.
Celtic Pottery Studios' Timothy Moran. He and his wife Janet Gaddy offer studio tours at their location in Brown Summit, North Carolina, and you'll find images of their work on our website, WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.